Welcome to the Strong Men, Strong Marriages podcast. Here we are on a mission to get strong, get attractive, and get the marriage of our dreams. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. Let's do this. Hello, men, and welcome to today's episode of Strong Men, Strong Marriages. My wife stopped wearing her wedding ring. What do I do? So, man, this can be such a tough moment for guys when they see their wife not wearing their wedding ring as much or taking it off. They can get really understandably sad, anxious, paranoid, depending on their situation. So we're going to talk about what you can do, what's the most effective thing to do in this situation today. So my name is Mike Frazier, MD. I'm a psychiatrist and marriage coach, and I help high-achieving Christian men have more intimate marriages. So wins from guys this week. These guys in my program Strong Men, Strong Marriages, that teaches how to be stronger, how to have a stronger marriage. It's great. Gets guys great results. We'd love to have you join. So guys are turning difficult conversations into more connection. Man, you're always going to have tough conversations. And part of what you'll learn in today's episode is how to have this tough conversation if your wife has stopped wearing her wedding ring. But they really are opportunities to turn it to more intimacy, more connection, deeper understanding of each other. And guys are doing that. One of the guys that just graduated, he talked about how when he came in, he hired an attorney. He was looking for, he was kind of like, man, I just can't take this anymore. To now he's feeling like, man, you know, we're on the same page, feeling connected. You know, his wife's doing things for him that he'd been wanting her to do for a long time. So just so cool. And just to see his internal growth too. So that's kind of the external things, you know, his wife's doing these things for him now, but the internal shift was huge of him feeling stronger, asking for what he wanted was a big thing. Sometimes guys come in and they're near the end. Their wife has already filed for divorce. She's very set on it. And that's hard, super hard. But guys are able to find peace in that. And because look, we can't control if our wife chooses us. We can only control if we're a good choice. A lot of times guys come in when they've been a bad choice for a long time and their wife has kind of decided, I'm done with this. And look, all you can do is make those changes, become that great choice. She still might not choose you, which is hard, but you've become that great choice. So you're going to attract somebody great. You're going to have a good relationship with your ex-wife. If you have kids, you know, you're still going to have a relationship with her anyway. So you want to be able to manage that well. And guys are figuring out how to do that, which is super cool. A big thing we're doing is just giving ourselves the support that we needed as kids, but didn't really get. So there's a kind of more advanced works, do more of this with my private clients. We do some of it with the group program that we have, but just kind of getting into that younger self and giving them things that they need just heals your past in really powerful ways. And guys are doing that. Guys are asking for what they want from their wives and getting it. Okay. So we teach guys how to ask for things in effective ways, whether that is, you know, having her make meals or whether that's, you know, having sex more often or whether that's, you know, whatever it is, they're little things typically doing, like taking the kids more often to school, whatever it might be, making your favorite food. Talking about food a lot, that's something I've asked my wife to do that she's doing more lately, which I really appreciate. But and other guys in the program too, similar. So yeah, we just teach you how to ask for things in effective ways. For me, the big change this week, the big win has been this idea of emotional strength being, I think I've looked at it more as like emotional strength being, can I tone down the intensity of my emotions? But now I'm looking at it more as like, hey, can I release those emotions? Can I feel them and release them in ways that are healthy, productive, but not trying to like limit the intensity of them, actually allowing it and just finding healthy ways to release it, which has been huge. And then just kind of like seeing my wife and kids as they're experiencing and releasing emotion instead of making it a big deal or telling them stop or calm down or whatever, just saying, hey, like that's release of emotion. Maybe there's a more healthy way to do it if needed. But sometimes I think I was calling ways that were releasing emotion unhealthy when really they weren't. They were probably fine. They were just, you know, I wasn't comfortable with intensity of emotion. So it's been a big change, really good. So today I'm going to introduce you to some guys that are going to be regulars on our podcast. So we're going to start with the guy named Roommate Ryan. So Roommate Ryan, you know, he and his wife, they're doing okay. You know, they, from the outside, they probably look pretty good. But inside, yeah, they feel disconnected. Sexually, it's not there. Emotionally, it's not really there. They're good at business stuff, but it's just not very connected. So that's Roommate Ryan. So if that's you, you know, that was more me. It was kind of more in that situation. But so Roommate Ryan, he's noticing, though, his wife isn't wearing her ring as much. You know, she takes it off for working out, doesn't put it back on, takes it off for washing dishes, doesn't put it back on. And so he's starting to feel a little bit worried. He's kind of thinking, you know, what's going on here? You know, does she not really care about me anymore? Or does she want to appear single? Is she talking to somebody at work, or, you know, when she's out with, you know, there's dads at school pickup, is she talking with them? You know, what's going on her phone? Who's she texting on there? You know, a lot of thought process for all these guys is going to go the same direction, which is kind of like, if she's taking a ring off, is she interested in somebody else, or she, you know, is somebody else part of this picture? Okay. So another guy we're going to introduce to is Affair Adam. So Affair Adam had an affair. He was unfaithful to his wife. So he has similar thoughts, but they're kind of intensified because, you know, he sort of knows that, you know, is he knows the signs. He knows what people do when they're unfaithful because he was unfaithful. So there's kind of that extra level of, oh man. And also he's probably feeling like, you know, this is probably a signal that she doesn't forgive me, that, you know, I really messed up here. And yeah, now she's taking a ring off to show me that that was just too much for her to handle. So next we're going to talk about Heartbroken Harry. So Heartbroken Harry, his wife was unfaithful to him in the past. And so this guy gets especially paranoid, right? Gets especially anxious when his wife takes off, her wedding ring. Cause he's like, oh man, this is for sure, right? For sure. She's seeing somebody else. She's having an affair again. You know, that's what starts running through his head. You know, yeah. And he's also worried she's going to lie about it if he confronts her, especially if she's lied about it before. And so, you know, he has to kind of, based on his past experience, take what she's doing and sort of not trust what she says, but look at what she's doing. And taking the wedding ring off to him is like a big sign that something's wrong and that maybe she is trying to appear single, trying to attract attention from other guys. Okay. So Separation Sam is next. Separation Sam, his wife's talking about separation, or she's already separated. They're kind of further down the line. And so when he sees his wife taking her ring off, he's like, man, that's it. This is it. You know, she's definitely interested in other guys now. She definitely doesn't want to do this anymore. She's definitely going to divorce me. So it's kind of like a sign that she's really done, quote unquote, really done with the marriage. So what these guys usually do, they take a couple different strategies. So one strategy they'll take is to just not talk to their wife about it at all and just kind of stew in those fears of her, you know, losing interest or having an affair or being done with the marriage. They're kind of like, okay, I don't want to bring this up to her because it's going to, you know, it's going to cause problems, but, you know, it just is on their mind constantly, like, oh man, she's losing interest. She's having an affair. She doesn't care about me. She doesn't want to be with me. She's holding my affair over my head, but they won't bring it up, but they're just kind of stewing in it. And then their wife's like, hey, what's wrong? You seem kind of off. He's like, oh, you know, nothing's wrong. She's like, you seem like something's wrong, but he'll just, oh no, nothing. Or he'll bring it up in kind of like passive aggressive or sneaky ways without actually addressing the issue. So, you know, maybe he'll take his own ring off, or maybe he'll ask her, oh, hey, does your hand feel a little bit lighter lately? Or, you know, just kind of being grouchy and not helpful overall. Kind of like, well, fine. If she's not interested in me, then I'm not going to clean the house anymore. I'm not going to cook, or whenever the next thing she asks me to do, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm going to, even though I said I'm going to take out the trash, I'm not going to do it now. And this can be sort of subconscious, like, you know, you may not directly think, well, you know, if she's taking a ring off, she doesn't choose me. Well, let me just make her feel the pain, what it would be like if I'm not around, right? You know, to not support her. So dads will do this. And sometimes it's not totally conscious, but maybe you can just kind of notice that, you know, if you're kind of hearing this and thinking, huh, yeah, maybe I have done that. Maybe I'm being a little bit less helpful as sort of a payback to her. It's childish. It's immature. We do it. It's just not super attractive or particularly strong. The other approach guys will take is, you know, accuse her. You know, they'll take their beliefs and just make them true, whether they're true or not. So they'll just come to their wife, right? You know, roommate Ryan comes to his wife and he's like, you know what? You don't even care. You don't even like me. You know, we don't have sex ever. And now you take a ring off. Like, you don't even try. You don't even, I do so much more than you. And so he'll come at her like that. You know, you know, heartbroken Harry's going to say, you're having another affair. I know it. You know, you taking your ring off is definitely, that's it. Or, you know, if you've had the affair, right, he's saying to his wife, oh yeah, you're done with me. Separation, Sam, you're done with me. Right. All of that. So these reactions, they don't go over well, whether you're just like hiding it and stewing and not telling your wife what's going on, or you're being passive aggressive about it. Like, just the thing is with most of these, you're just taking what you're believing as truth. And that's a problem. And then you're behaving based on that belief, which maybe is true, maybe is not. But you're not telling your wife what's going on with you. Okay. That's the main issue with all of these. Or you're not, if you're telling her, you're not realizing, well, maybe I'm off, right? Maybe her taking me off doesn't necessarily mean that she's, you know, done, or that she's seen somebody else, or that she's interested in somebody else, or she wants to look single. You know, maybe she's just getting it clean. Maybe, you know, maybe it's too tight. She has to get it resized, right? There's different reasons she might be taking her ring off. So in all cases, right, whichever guy you are, what you need to do differently is going to be the same. And that's being known. You know, I talk about, we want the purpose of this podcast, the purpose of my program, my more intimate marriage, intimacy, knowing and being known, sexual intimacy. That's part of that. It's a great part of that. But there's also emotional intimacy and mental intimacy, which is knowing and being known. So I want you to be known, right? So instead of pretending like you didn't notice or coming at her and accusing her, you know, you just want to let her know. And then either before or after you share your own thoughts or feelings, just ask her what's going on, right? So, you know, separation. Sam is going to just come to his wife and say, hey, like, I noticed you took your ring off. You know, or you're not wearing it as much as you did. What's going on with that? Right. And then just listen to her response. Or any of these guys, roommate Ryan, right, heartbroken Harry, they can all just ask their wife, hey, what's going on? I've noticed you've been wearing your ring less. A lot of times when this happens, their wife will give an explanation that just kind of settles everything. Oh, it's getting cleaned. Oh yeah. You know, it's been a little tight lately. Oh, you know, it's, yeah, different reasons. One guy who brought it up with his wife, his wife was just like, you know, I'm surprised you haven't noticed. I actually haven't worn it very much for the past few years. You know, I'm still married to you, and that's so important to me. I just, you know, the ring isn't as important to me lately. So, you know, whatever, ask her reasoning, right? And then a lot of times that will kind of chill things out, or maybe it won't, right? Maybe she will lie about it. Maybe she will say she's taking off because she, you know, it's one thing when it's actually another, especially if she's been unfaithful, right? You're going to be on alert for that. And that makes sense. But the bottom line is, what can you control in this? Okay. What you can control is asking, right? Being intimate that way, asking her, but also expressing your concerns. Okay. So the format for this is basically this. So I told myself this story and I felt this way. Okay. So roommate Ryan, he'd come to his wife and say something like, hey, I saw you weren't wearing your ring. So that's what happened, right? I felt worried. So telling how I felt, because I told myself you were losing interest in me. Okay, that's intimate. That's sharing what's actually going on with you. That some people call that vulnerable. I think I just like being known. I think that's what's going on. You're letting yourself known. You're even just like saying this helps release some of that emotion too, which is great. So again, roommate Ryan just says, hey, I saw you weren't wearing your ring. So calling attention to it. I felt worried because I told myself this story that you were losing interest in me. Great job. That's intimate communication. Outstanding. Affair Adam. He might come to his wife and say, hey, I saw you weren't wearing your ring and I felt scared and depressed because I told myself you wouldn't forgive me for what I've done. Awesome. Great job expressing yourself, Affair Adam. Heartbroken Harry. You know, he's going to come to his wife and say, hey, I saw you took your ring off. I felt anxious and paranoid because I told myself maybe you were being unfaithful again. Now, this one is hard, right? Because her response might be, man, you never let it go or whatever, right? But you still want to be just honest with her, right? This is you being known. When someone is unfaithful, it hurts the other person, okay? And they need to understand that that damage is going to be there for a while. That wound is going to be there for a while. It's going to be sensitive for a while, right? Until the unfaithful person proves over time that they're going to be different, right? So, and again, it's just information. You are the one that has control of what you do, not what she does. Okay, so when you're intimate with her and you just tell her straight up, hey, I saw you not wearing your ring, that does make me anxious. That does make me paranoid because of what happened before. You know, it makes me think, yeah, maybe you are being unfaithful again. That scares me, right? And then you could maybe turn that into a request. Would you wear your ring more often? I'd really appreciate that. Help me feel more comfortable, you know? And then just see what she says, right? Get information. The thing about all of these, right, is when you share yourself, it invites her to share herself. And that's real intimacy. Okay. Separation. Sammy come to his wife and say, hey, I saw you took your ring off. I felt anxious and depressed because I told myself you were officially done with the marriage. Right? And she might come back and say, actually, yeah, you're right. That is why I took it off. And that is hard, right? That's hard to hear. But you are being intimate, right? You are being known. A lot of times, too, this is why we don't share, is because we're kind of worried about the response. We don't want to hear it. But what's better, right? Just stewing and guessing or knowing one way or the other and then being able to deal with it. So if you want an intimate marriage, the best way is to make yourself known and figure out what's actually going on and deal with it. Okay. So again, you being honest, it invites growth. It invites her to be honest as well. To do this, okay, you need a lot of emotional strength, which lately I'm defining, I like this definition, is your ability to feel and release emotion in a healthy way. So you need to be able to do that to manage her response. Because if she comes back with something that is hard to deal with, that is going to make you sad, that is going to make you anxious, you know, that is going to make you suspicious, you know, you need to be able to feel that, release that emotion in a productive way, make decisions about what to do, okay? So, yeah. And again, that's probably another reason why a lot of guys avoid it, is because they kind of know if they heard something, it'd be hard to handle. So if your wife's taking a ring off, the best approach I recommend is being intimate, right? Showing her what you're actually thinking and feeling. I saw this happen. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's how I feel about it. That invites more communication from her. It invites growth. It invites clarification, right? Maybe it's just a clarification thing. But either way, you're going to get to know each other at a better level. That's intimacy, right? Lets you make better decisions. So to do this, you do need some strengths and skills. You need mental, emotional strength and intelligence, which to me is just insight. A lot of guys can't even put a finger on what they're thinking or feeling, so it's hard to communicate. So we have to be able to actually figure out what we're thinking and feeling to share it. So then we need courage to share what you're actually thinking and feeling, okay? Which requires self-confidence, self-esteem, self-worth to express yourself. Also to handle the answer that comes back. Okay. Another big thing you need is just ownership of who you want to be without regard to her response. So do you want to be a man who shares with his wife what's going on with you, what you're thinking and feeling, no matter what her response is? I recommend it. I think that's the kind of man you want to be. You want to demonstrate to your kids. You want to demonstrate to the world, right? As Christian guys, we want to demonstrate what a great marriage can look like, what a great man can look like. And to me, this is a big part of it. You know, just expressing what we're actually thinking and feeling. So whether she likes it or not, however she responds, right? That's up to her, but we get to choose how we act, okay? And so that's one of the big things we talk about in Strong Men, Strong Marriages, is owning your side. Now, it just so happens, guys, that when you do build up these strengths and skills, you do become a great choice. And the most likely outcome is that your wife is way more attracted to you and you're enjoying that attention, appreciation, affection, and sex that you've been wanting because you've internally become that stronger, more attractive, more Christ-like man. Okay. So that's what we're going to teach you how to do in Strong Men, Strong Marriages. Get those internal changes, which leads to those external changes that you're looking for. So come join us. We'd love to have you. Visit strongmen.io, click work with me, and then you'll fill out an application. We'll get back to you with your best next steps. We have a couple different options that you can join us through in the program. So we'll tell you what we think is the best one for you. So again, visit strongmen.io. Love to see you there. And stay strong, men, and we will see you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes and share the episode with a friend so we can help create stronger men and stronger marriages across the world. And if you're ready to take your strength training and your marriage to the next level, visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com to learn how. I'll see you there.